Y'all know we about to jump off, man. It's the Working Woman Wednesday inside of Bad Out.
To my working ladies. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Keep on the grind, working all week. See you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding, working and she grind, working and she grinding.
Yeah, Pod 98 WPEG, man. It's Working Woman Wednesday being brought to you by DJ Shark B Notes. They're going to be live at the Saturday Dreaming at Sage Restaurant and Lounge. You can join them this Saturday at 505 East 5th Street from 4 to 6 p.m. Delicious going to be in the building. Alexa Sky going to be in the building. Log on to power98fm.com for more info. Your official all-star plug. We got everything popping for you, baby. You better listen up and listen out because that's how it's going down. All right, Working Woman Wednesday, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about Valentine's Day. It is tomorrow. Is so, it? Ladies, we're asking you, do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, they do.
Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Is it necessary to celebrate that holiday? Give us a call, 570-WPEG, ladies, because it's Working Woman Wednesday. We want to hear from you.
Well, I won't comment then.
Yeah, you can't comment on it because it's working.
Well, you the lady. Do you celebrate?
I surely do. Love Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day. I love celebrating it.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I love love, right? I love love. And so I...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I love being able to, you know, have a day, another day, because we, you know, we do it often, but you have another day to just treat your partner special and show them a little bit of extra love. It's an act on both of our parts. I do stuff for him. He does stuff for me. I like it. I enjoy it.
It's the only, I mean, so
no,
you know.
No, it is not the only day
so
that I do it.
Why celebrate this day?
Because
everybody says
it's a typical holiday. It's a holiday. And so it's one of those days that I choose. I love holidays. And so I choose to participate in
this
it.
This is not a holiday.
It's not a holiday. I only count holidays when you get off work.
As you can tell, Larry don't like Valentine's Day.
You don't either.
Well, let me ask you this. Why don't y'all like Valentine's Day?
I just feel like, I feel like because somebody is telling you something that may not even have a significance on your relationship, you know, like Valentine's Day, somebody made this day up. And they're telling you that you're supposed to celebrate somebody on this day when every day can be Valentine's Day. I would rather be in a relationship where we select our own Valentine's Day and we celebrate on our own. That's what I'm into.
So you just have a problem with the fact that somebody told you to celebrate it on February 14th.
Yeah, I do. I'm being completely honest,
so
yes.
If your woman was like, all right, we're going to celebrate our Valentine's Day on July 1st, you would be cool with it.
I would love that because that's.
But isn't that the same thing? Somebody telling you when they're going to celebrate it, when you should celebrate
it. But me and her sleep together though, so that's different.
Okay.
let me give you the real answer. Men don't get treated right on Valentine's Day. That's why we don't like it. You know what we get? We get wrapped up sex. That's what we get for Valentine's Day. The same sex we've been having with the person for I don't know how many years. But if we don't come in the house with a box wrapped up with a bow on it, it is World War III.
Y'all have to set expectations early. I don't think that Valentine's Day has to be that. Like, Valentine's Day doesn't have to be what, you know, like, Valentine's Day is what you and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Your partner make it. So it could be that you all just on that day set extra special time to talk or whatever. Yeah. But it's all about what you and your partner make and it out to be.
You know what? And I'm cool with what you said, but I just don't like the partner that'll be like, you got to get me something. Or if you don't get me something on this day, then I feel left out or I feel less than. I mean, I think if we're in a relationship, you should feel more than all the time. That's all
I'm
saying. Yeah,
but is that true? Like, everybody says that. Yeah. Like, Valentine's Day should be every day. Is that true? Is Valentine's Day every day? Because I know in my relationship, it isn't. Because we got real life stuff.
It's not.
Like, my man go to school. My man go to work. Like, it's hard for us to do the Valentine's Day regularly, but you know, in real life. So when a holiday comes up like Valentine's Day, we're going to take advantage of it.
So what if you're the female that get gifts all the time, you get flowers all the time, you get candy all the time. So Valentine's Day is really nothing. It's just another day.
Like I said, it's all up to you and your relationship and what the expectation that you set in your relationship. But I ain't in that type of relationship, but I get all that stuff every day. We doing stuff.
Not every day, but I'm saying like on a normal, like if you got stuff consistently, it might not be every day, but if you got something once a month or twice a month, you go places all the time. All you do on Valentine's Day is get a big box of candy, you get some loving, and you go out and eat.
Get it. Think about it, Larry. You come in the house with a big box.
That's what you expect.
If you're the man coming in the house with a good gift, what's he say? Ooh, I'm going to give you something tonight. No, I want a present.
Well, Burpee, you got your own issues.
I'm with Burpee.
I want a present, too. I'll wrap something in a box for me.
Yeah. Go to the store and buy me something.
Have you ever expressed to your partner, I don't want sex on Valentine's Day?
What? Have I expressed? I mean, I'm going to take it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to take it. I'm just going to be upset that's all I'm getting. I want an actual gift.
Well, so if you got a gift, something that you wanted, would you be okay with celebrating Valentine's Day?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.